I just wanted to go back to a few points raised by a couple other folks and talk about them. The first would be the example given why it should be illegal to circumvent a DVD the same way it's illegal to circumvent HBO. It's really an irrelevant example. Circumventing HBO is something you haven't paid for. If you bought a DVD, if you purchased it, it is something that you have a right to view as opposed to HBO. So that example really doesn't add anything to this discussion. I think it's also important to point out that if many VHS movies are unplayable on machines because of the international differences in standards, that's a pretty good reason to exempt them, simply because it will provide greater opportunity for people to receive copyrighted works they never would have had a right to the ability to receive beforehand. I think it's also important to point out that equipment to play a different region's DVDs is not readily available. The CSS prohibits the such equipment from being marketed in other regions. And Sigma Systems' website offers an OEM card for Linux drivers, but it does not sell it to computers. So as far as I'm aware, there is not yet an available Linux player available to consumers. Another point I wanted to make was that if having content on a single hard disk means that instant massive piracy will occur, why is there no massive piracy since October when DCSS was released, or since December when it was publicized? I think it's also important to note that the MPAA has said both publicly and in court depositions they don't have a single piece of evidence of DCSS-related piracy. Technological measures can never implement the true contours of fair use. So far, every measure offered by providers has been more restrictive than the law allows, not less restrictive. And I also think it's important to point out that Congress intended that access to things like a book be protected only before purchase, not after it's been read with impunity. So what's wrong with that for the new media too? In fact, the DMCA states explicitly that the same limitations shall apply. And my last point is I want to raise that the Supreme Court has said that every person's a publisher on the internet, and that gives it greater First Amendment protection than paper or other traditional media, not less protection, as the copyright maximalists assert. So I just wanted to make those few points regarding different views that we'd heard.